was that fantastic? And Ian normally goes on all afternoon without stopping from 1 to 4, so he deserves a little break, eh? Well, we have a quick chat for 5 minutes for our Radio Broadstairs focus on artists on the bandstand. And that was beautiful. It's so relaxing always to hear you on a Tuesday afternoon. Fantastic. Love that. Let's have a big clap for Ian there.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ian, you're like the resident singer here, really, aren't you, on a Tuesday afternoon? So you've been singing all your life. The big break, really, was the Marquee in London. What was it like, being at the Marquee all those years ago? Nice venue to play.
When I played at the Marquee, it was something I'd really looked forward to up until that point. Every young musician wants to play the Marquee, especially the original Marquee, which was in Wardour Street. Because you're playing on the same stage, it's got an iconic stage that the Beatles, Genesis, and the Stones, and the Who, and everybody had played on. So you kind of want to do that. And there was a funny little story, because I was in Moorfields Eye Hospital a week before I was supposed to play the Marquee for the first time. I was going to have an operation on my eyes, but the operation was postponed. On the first day I went in, and the second day, and then I didn't think I'd be out for the weekend for my first ever gig at the Marquee. So I discharged myself, and I never been back. So I wasn't going to miss the gig.
No, don't want to miss that one. Right, so it's keyboard and mouth organ. Notice it's just a basic piano keyboard, isn't it?
That's basically a piano, yeah. That's got a couple of sounds on it, an organ sound, but it's not a keyboard. I'm not a keyboard player, really. There's quite a difference between being a keyboard player and a piano player.
Right, yeah, so you're a piano player. It's an electronic piano.
It's an electronic piano, yeah.
Sounds fantastic. And also a bit of mouth organ in there, very clever stuff.
I also play the linoleum, so if anyone needs that.
Right, and what about your influences then? Over the years, who have you been influenced by?
My older brother, who sadly died quite young, he was a guitar player, and he introduced me to some of the stuff that I like is just very slightly before my time. So he introduced me to, you know, Dylan and the people around there. So I was a big fan of Dylan, and then I went on. I just like songwriters, really. People that write good songs, whether it was, you know, 50, 60 years ago or yesterday. I like well-structured songs. I really wanted to be a songwriter rather than a performer.
Okay, and you do write your own material, anyway.
I do, yes.
And when you take a song that you've got to redo, you restyle it to your own thoughts and things. Tennessee Whiskey is one. I hope you do that for me a little bit later on. That's an example, isn't it? Because it doesn't sound anything like the original. It
doesn't sound anything like you recognise. Well, that's quite good. Well, I don't tend to, when I listen to a song, when I copy a song, I don't really like to, you know, copy it exactly. So I'm not a big fan of tribute bands that try and be like the artist. So I just like the songs, and I don't listen to them too much when I'm learning a song. I just want the essence of the song, and then I just do. In fact, sometimes because you change it as time moves on, you tend to hear a song on the radio that I've been playing maybe for the last 5 or 10 years, and you realise how much I've changed it. You know, you sort of adapt your own style, but I think that's better, really.
Yeah, you've performed all over Europe. You've had some fun by the sound of it.
I worked in Austria and Switzerland, and I've worked in France and Germany and Spain, and yeah, good times.
And you've got a new album coming out, so just tell us about
it. I have, yeah. I've been working on an album of songs that I've been writing for probably the last few years, and I've taken 14 of the songs that I like and mix on the album, sort of a mixture of songs, and the album is called Fast Blue Days.
Okay.
It's called Fast Blue Days. It'll be out on Spotify and iTunes and wherever.
And people can buy them from you as a hard copy, presumably.
Yeah, I'll start bringing hard. I know CDs are a little bit old fashioned now, but some people still come up and ask me for CDs, so I will have CDs
printed in a few weeks.
They're good for the car. Yeah. Or as frisbees, whichever.
Just mention your social media for us.
I don't really have a social media. I'm on Facebook. No, you can't mention that, because I don't really like self-publicity. I don't really do it.
You've got Facebook anyway, so how do we get
I'm on Facebook, so yeah, just go into Facebook, Ian Fox, Facebook, singer-songwriter. But I must confess, I don't put much on it. I'm not into it. But I do stuff on there that I've done in the past and whatever. So.
Thanks for joining us on Radio Broadstairs.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Ian Fox, sir.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.